On the live line with us is the chairman of the Board of Supervisors, David Rabbit. Good morning, Supervisor Rabbit.
Good morning, Pat.
How foresightful of you to plan a quarterly disaster preparedness workshop on flooding at yesterday's meeting.
Well, we did think it was pretty timely. In fact, it was the first time we held a meeting like that for, the last time was 1997, so 22 years ago.
So as I understand it, every quarter, Chris Godley in the Emergency Management Department is going to be presenting to the Board of Supervisors a report on various kinds of disaster preparedness. Just so happens this week was flooding, and how timely.
Exactly. Yeah, this is one of four. Our next one will cover earthquake disasters. That'll be followed by fire. And lastly, something that maybe not a natural disaster, more of a man-made disaster, but cyber attack, which is something that many counties and jurisdictions throughout the U.S. have experienced in the last few years and really can cripple them and cost a lot of time and energy and money.
What were you able to learn about the flooding preparedness plans?
Well, we had it was timely, like you said. We had an overview of kind of the history of flooding, where we're vulnerable, the impacted areas, some of the mitigation activities that are already in place, some of the changes that are taking place because of climate change, and certainly we have many more. You know, 100-year floods seem to come at a regular interval these days. And then just really talking about community preparedness and messaging and getting out there. Some of it was flood response and flood response plans. We do have a special plan that's specific to the Russian River because we have so much experience there. You know, representing the South County, I reminded everyone how Petaluma has a history of flooding every decade or so.
Oh, yes.
And we're not the only ones. I mean, we do have this elsewhere in the county. So, you know, all in all, I think that it kind of folds right into our recovery and resiliency plan that we have in place, and we have 164 items in there. Not all of those are specific to wildfire. Not all of them are specific to flood, but they do overlap. So we also had a good presentation or a good discussion from the water agency who does a lot of the flood control in the county, talking about where we're vulnerable there, too. They do a great job on the pieces of waterway that they have jurisdiction over. The problem is it's kind of it's not every stretch.
It's a piecemeal thing, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's always been an issue with this county and something that we've been trying to rectify. But if you go through the environmental process, it ends up being very expensive and very prolonged, and it's still a challenge going forward. So it's something that we need to continue to work on.
Well, certainly the word that we're getting and we're checking in consistently with the National Weather Service is that for the most part, the Russian River should be okay through this particular storm and stay well within its banks. Do you have any concerns about the storm today?
Well, I think we always have concerns, right? Just, I like a nice, slow, steady rain, allowing all the water to get safely out into the bay, into the ocean. But, you know, we do get these atmospheric rivers. This is the first one of the year, I think, that we're experiencing where the rainfall is just so intense. Down this way, that gets coupled with high tides. And if there's especially with the King high tide, which are higher than normal in the last so many years, coupled with, the river being at full stage, that ends up flooding the vulnerable areas. Certainly in the river, we're always cautious. But we also follow, I think even yesterday, this time of year, the emergency management folks have daily calls with the National Weather Service to really understand. And the water agency is also doing some more proactive work with better radar, really kind of understanding where the atmospheric rivers are going to hit, because that's in the past, that's kind of been literally hit and miss about knowing where the rainfall was actually going to occur. Because it comes in such a narrow band.
And one more note for you, Supervisor Rabbit, and that is that there were some new population numbers coming out about Sonoma County, and no surprise, some people have left.
Yeah, you know, after the fires, obviously, we all know that people got pushed around and pushed even outside of the county boundaries. So it's not really a surprise there, but I think it goes to, you know, we need to make sure that we pay attention to that, because it in some ways, it's not just the fires. It also goes to the health of the county in terms of our economy. If you couldn't afford to live here, that meant that, you know, housing costs were too high, and they are. But it also means that perhaps your, you know, salary and compensation is too low, which it may be. So I think they go hand in hand. And I think that we need to continue to work on opportunities to attract higher paying jobs, opportunities to attract and have a diverse housing stock within the county, which is a challenge. You know, as you know, we had a housing crisis before the fire, and it only made it, you know, 30 times worse after fire. It's going to take some years to sort out, and we're trying to do what we can to have government be proactive and at the same time for the rebuilding, make things as easy as possible for folks to come back and get their residence reestablished.
Yeah, it should be
so not really a surprise in the numbers, but like you said, something to keep our eyes on as well.
Yeah, it should be a very telling year, 2019, for Sonoma County in many ways.
Yeah, I think so. I think this is a kind of going to be a bellwether year in terms of the things to watch for and how we go forward. I think it'll really tell us whether we're going to recover at a quicker pace or if it's going to be a low slog going forward.
Well, I'm happy you were here this morning, Supervisor Rabbit, and look forward to speaking to you every single week.
Perfect. Thank you, Pat.
All right. That is Supervisor David Rabbit, Chairman of the Board of Supervisors. And that just changed at the beginning of the new year.